Hello, you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and a name that's very popular among members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is Brooke White. She's a musician, a mother, a wife, and also an American Idol alumni. So thank you so much for joining us today, Brooke.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about how you've been able to balance motherhood and your career, because I think that's something that is very difficult to do and that it's constantly a balancing act, isn't it?
It is. I'm going to be totally honest here. I believe balance is kind of a pretend word. I kind of feel like it kind of exists with like unicorns and and other wonderful things that we really wish were real. But you know what? This is it. I think balance is, it kind of has such it's such a tiny space to exist in. So we're sometimes falling on one side or the other. And I feel like what you just try to do is to stay as close to that line as possible and do the best you can. And I think there's a lot of, there's some days when I get really discouraged with myself because I think, I need to have balance. And it is a struggle. And so I think what happens is some days you just, as opposed to trying to do all things at the same time, you just take moments. You take it moment by moment to, you know, I might take a day to where I have a babysitter and I devote myself to a couple hours of work. And then I spend the next few days, you know, saying no to, you know, doing nothing with work and just spending time with my daughter as opposed to doing things simultaneously. So I think a lot of it has to do with not trying to do and be everything at one particular moment in time, because otherwise we feel discouraged with ourselves. Or I do.
You know, a lot of...
I do.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I'm there. I think balance is a falsehood as well. How do you, you know, in the music industry, trying to keep modesty and a testimony and you know, keeping a religious aspect in your life is sometimes... not a lot of people can do that successfully, and not a lot of people try in the music industry. And so how have you been able to have a successful music career and move forward in a space where you still, you know, involve religion in your career?
Wow, that is like, I'm going to try to condense my answer because it's such a loaded question, and I'm going to say yes, it is extraordinarily hard, and not a lot of people are doing it. Or like, I think you get in and it's just like either you kind of go one way or the other, and deciding to stick with your testimony and still pursue a path that many would consider a worldly one, I think it is a enormous challenge. But I feel like for me, I think what has kept me going through is that I felt like it was really the Lord's hand was in it. And so I felt like as long as I trusted in that and tried to stay true to it, I've always felt like I was going to be okay. Now, that being said, there's been a lot of times where I have really had to kind of battle through and sift through opportunities and really say no to a lot of things that would have really propelled me to the next level with my, you know, with a career. And I would be lying if I said I haven't been tempted here and there to really entertain some of those ideas. But I think, you know, when I first got involved, especially with American Idol, there's no doubt in my mind that was in the plan for me, and felt like I was completely supported and guided by God to do so. Now I'm moving forward. I always believe like if I just keep the commandments and do all the right things, I'm going to have all the right opportunities and I'll be successful. And I think I've come to this realization over the last couple of years that really is defined. This really depends on your definition of success, whatever that means. I've discovered, you know, kind of come to the conclusion that by keeping the commandments, by doing these things and sticking to my guns on my standards might mean that it will probably mean that I will not be successful in the actual business. I might have some moderate success, some few and far between opportunities, but my level of success has now been measured in a different way. And I've become peaceful and comfortable with those definitions of success, I guess, in terms of where that takes my personal and family life, which essentially is what we count as eternal and long-lasting. opposed to a lot of other things that are not, but exciting in the moment for sure.
Well, when you talk about your family life, how have you been able to set an example for your little girl and let her know that, hey, I'm following my dreams, but hey, I haven't compromised my standards either?
Well, you know what? That's a great question. And I would say that likely it just comes down to this right way before London came around. I knew that like someday these things that I leave behind or whatever is my legacy of work. And, you know, whatever she sees, I have to feel comfortable with. And I've always thought about that. Like, you know, someday my children watch this or see this or hear this. Well, I have feel good about that, you know? And so I think keeping that in mind is always a really helpful thing to guide your kind of decisions and your choices. And showing her that I keep following my dreams but keeping my standards, I mean, it's just something that I guess just the proof is in the pudding. Like I said, you make those choices, you stick to them, and all these, you know, visual and these representations of following my dreams, I hope speak volumes as to those are the things I was striving for, and that she can see that. And every day it's a weight on me, not just for my daughter, but for a lot of people. I think the pressure to be an example and to always have eyes, you know, be under the fine microscope. You can't be perfect. There's always going to be someone who will pick you apart, and I've learned that, and I've learned to let that go. But the greater good and being an example, that is something I have really worked incredibly hard for and shed a lot of tears over, to be honest. Like it weighs on me heavily, and I know that just comes with, that's part of the mission, and I know that Heavenly Father is aware of that for me, and that it's just something I have to really rely on Him for, and know that I'm not perfect, but I'm really striving.
Your little girl is a big part of your new music video. Tell me a little bit about that and the song and why you wrote the song, and why you chose to put her in the video.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wrote this song way before London was in my life. And it was actually written for a friend who was going through a really serious trial and crisis of faith and losing kind of her belief and, you know, a solid person, someone I loved and cared for. And I heard her with my heart, and I felt her pain of doubt. And I know that as we go through life, it's kind of inevitable. Our beliefs, our testimonies will be challenged. And we will really have to ask ourselves, you know, where we stand. And I think what it comes to is when we're in those moments of doubt that we keep our, you know, our face towards the sun, that we stay in the light. And we let that guide us until we get more understanding and knowledge. And I think what's kind of ironic about that is that as I've gotten older and I've become a parent, this is parenting. And seeing life through these new eyes really helps. Like it's both scary and wonderful, because you really want to start feeling like all these things that you teach, all these things that you tell them, like you need to know them for yourself. You need to really believe that they're true. You need to have this sure foundation. And parenting is, you know, I only have a 2-year-old. We've yet to make it into, you know, when we go to school and become teenager and really go through phases that will challenge her. But like for myself, just kind of rediscovering the things that I believe in all over again through those eyes of parenthood and teaching her that, you know, that she's, even that she's a divine individual, that she's, you know, this isn't just about this world, but also the next, and to remember that divine potential that's within you and not forget it. And when in a world that it's very easy to forget.
And finally,
that was a lot.
All good things, though. All good things.
I don't know if any of it made sense, but this is why it's hard to explain a song. It's very difficult to try to like explain a song. It's like the hardest to do.
Well, you can check it out on YouTube for sure for all of our listeners who are interested. And it's called Something Divine, right?
It is. It's called Something Divine.
Something Divine. You can check it out on YouTube. And Brooke White, a final message for our listeners about what you hope they take away from your music.
You know, what, at the end of the day, I hope what people take away from my music is just a connection, a feeling that they're not alone. I think that's really my mission in life, is to help people not feel alone, to feel like that they can keep going, that there's a light. And, you know, I just I think that's what it comes down to, that they just feel that there's someone who's feels like they do and understands it. And essentially, I think that's what, you know, Christ does for us, is to help us feel less alone. And that's really what his message was, is that he was there and understood each one of us. And while I can hardly even make a dent in that respect, I think music is a great way to connect and heal and help people feel less alone.
Well, I think people certainly feel that when they listen to your music. So thank you so much for being here with us today, Brooke. We really appreciate it. We know you're very busy, so thanks for squeezing us in.
No, thank you for squeezing me in. I appreciate it.